Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody, let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on.
That's right, Mrs. Powell. You can send your piano over here to my hobby shop. I'll be waiting for it. Goodbye. Oh, hi there. I guess I didn't see you come in. I was talking to Mrs. Powell on the telephone. She is sending her piano over here to have the keyboard fixed. They're bringing it over in a big truck. If that don't beat all, imagine a piano here in my hobby shop. Well, that sounds like the big truck bringing the piano. I'd better slip on my winter coat and go outside and see if I can help. I'm a-coming. I'm a-hurrying as fast as I can.
Hi, Grandpappy. We brought Mrs. Powell's piano over. Are you ready for it?
Sure enough. I got a place all cleaned up for it. You can bring it right in. Say, what are you fellers doing laying those big boards over our front steps?
We're laying those boards over the steps to make a ramp.
A ramp?
That's right. You see, a ramp will let us roll the heavy piano easily from the truck to your front door. It's much easier to roll a piano than it is to carry one up the steps.
Well, if that don't beat all, using a ramp to make a job easier.
Okay, Charlie. Easy now. Roll her gently.
Just look at that, will you? The men are rolling that big piano right across my front steps on the wood ramp. That sure is better than lifting it step by step.
Better open the door for us, Grandpappy. We're ready to come in. All right now, Charlie. Easy does it as we go through the door. Not too fast now. There. It's in. Hope you can get this old piano fixed, Grandpappy. We like to stay longer, but Charlie and I must be going.
Oh, that's too bad. I thought maybe you'd stay and have a cup of good hot tea with me.
Hot tea does sound good on a cold day like this. But we've got a couple more deliveries to make today. Maybe next time. So long.
Goodbye. Come again. Land sakes. Imagine that. Here sits Mrs. Powell's old piano. And it wasn't too hard to move, either. For years. By doggies, those ramp boards sure made moving this piano easy. Instead of carrying it up the steps, They just roll it in as nice as you please. Ramps sure are good helpers. Well, look who's here. It's Mrs. Lawrence, the lady from the bakery. What brings you here to Mojave Shop, Miss Lawrence?
Well, I've come here for two things, really.
Two things?
Yes. First, I brought you these for your afternoon tea time.
What's this in the sack? Well, I'll be... Land sakes, two chocolate donuts. Thanks, Miss Lawrence. That's a pleasant surprise. Now, what's the other thing?
I broke the clasp on my necklace. Here.
So you did. Don't look like too much of a job. I'll take it over to my workbench.
Where did this nice piano come from, Grandpappy?
That's Mrs. Powell's piano. The movers just brought it over. It needs to have the keyboards fixed. Go ahead and play it if you wish.
It's been a long time, but I'll try. To take lessons.
There. Here's your necklace. It was just a simple thing to fix.
Thanks, Grandpappy.
Say, how about you and me having a cup of hot tea? I'll share my donuts with you.
I'll have a cup of tea, but you may have the donuts. Don't forget, I work at the bakery.
You should have seen those men rolling that piano into my hobby shop. They put some big boards from their truck to my front door. They made what they call a ramp. They said that ramps let us move things easier than carrying them up the steps.
That's right, Grandpappy. Ramps are called inclined planes.
Inclined what?
Inclined planes. An inclined plane is a slope or a slanting thing. The inclined plane is really a simple machine.
Here's your tea, Miss Lawrence. Now then, what's this you say? An inclined plane is a simple machine?
That's right. Inclined planes let us move things easily. The men who rolled the piano across the ramp were using an inclined plane.
Well, I'll be... If you don't beat all, tell me more about those inclined planes, Miss Lawrence.
All right. This is the story of the inclined plane. Inclined planes let us do work easier and faster. Inclined planes can let us have some fun, too. Everyone likes to go to a park and have fun. One thing at the park is the slide. It's exciting to walk up the steep steps to the very top, isn't it? It's even more exciting to slide quickly down, down, down to the bottom. The play slide in the park is an inclined plane. It lets you move down to the ground quickly and easily. When you walk up the stairs, you're really walking up an inclined plane. Stairways are made to go up and down from one floor to another easily. And now, let's keep using our imaginations and go to the big department store over at the mall, shall we? And just like that, our imaginations have taken us to the big department store. Here we see people coming and going. Let's look for an inclined plane. Ah, I see some steps, but these steps are moving. Do you boys and girls know what we call moving steps? Moving steps are called escalators. It's lots of fun to ride up and down the escalators. Escalators let us move upward easily, and escalators let us move downward easily. An escalator is an inclined plane. You can go up and down from each floor easily and still carry things in your arms. Stairways and escalators are inclined planes that help us get from one floor to another. It's fun to go out for a walk, and as we walk along, let's look around us. Let's see if there are any inclined planes anywhere. Oh, look over there. There's a car going into a garage. The car's driving up the driveway. The driveway goes uphill a little ways. That driveway is an inclined plane. It lets the car move easily up that little hill and into the garage. Look across the street. There's a big supermarket. Let's go over and look for some inclined planes. And here we are, inside the big supermarket. Supermarkets are where you and your parents go to buy food. Oh, here comes someone that can help us.
Oh, hi there. May I help you?
You must be the store manager. My friends and I are looking for inclined planes. Can you help us?
Inclined planes?
I'll try. Today is a day when the big trucks bring food and other products to the supermarket.
I see men moving big boxes.
Unloading these trucks is hard work. My men are putting the products on a cart. The cart is then rolled from the truck to the loading dock. The carts are rolling across ramps. Those ramps are inclined planes. They let the workers roll and slide the heavy carts in and out of the trucks. Boats and airplanes use inclined planes to load and to unload people and baggage.
I guess inclined planes are good things to have around.
Uh-oh! I guess I'll have to turn off my imagination story. That's my telephone you hear ringing. I'm a-coming! I only got 2 feet, you know. Hello? Grandpappy Sparks Hobby Shop. Grandpappy Sparks speaking. Oh, hi, Mrs. Powell. Yes, your piano arrived safe and sound. What's that? How did the movers get it up to the front steps? Well, it wasn't any trouble at all, Mrs. Powell. They just used a machine. They built themselves an inclined plane. What's that? Did I help them move the piano? I should say I did. I did the most important part. What's the most important part, you ask? Well, I'm the one who held the door open.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.